Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to the daily limud of the Chofetz Chaim, Le'ilu Nishmas Rabbi Yonah David b'Shimon Yaakov HaLevi, Zecha Tzadot Kodesh Yivracha. Many people have asked, and they constantly do ask, what is the amount of halva'a? How much do I have to give to be mekayim the mitzvah, to fulfill the mitzvah of Im Kesef Talva Es Ami? Conversely, what is the maximum I'm obligated to give, and at that point, I no longer have to give anymore? Says the Chofetz Chaim, that's an excellent question. He was also bothered by that question. I looked in Chazal. I didn't see any explicit determination of what the amount is that one is required to give to fulfill the mitzvah of halva asmamay. And he says, don't bring me a rye from tzedakah. V'ein lilmod lezeh min hatzedakah. D'sham hashir l'chol ha'yoser hu chaymish min hachasav. By tzedakah, the most you're obligated to give is 20%. That is the absolute maximum. There you're giving it away and never getting it back. So maybe by halva'a, maybe it's more, maybe it's less, but we can't extrapolate from tzedakah. You're going to get the money back. So what is the shir? You can't give all your money. Of course that makes no sense. You have to have money in reserve. You have to have money for an investment that might come up. Money for chasanas. You can't just have all the money that's not currently being used and give that out for a hava'ah. You have to have money that's available. If I care, the Marshal says, that the Gemara says, shlish bekarka, shlish bematatl, and shlish bekesef. One third you should invest in land, one third in investments, and one third in money. Says the Marsha, that cash should be there, not as a cash reserve, but actually so you should be able to jump onto investments when they become available to you. So of course it can't be the Torah's mechayev you to give all your money that's not being used. Vayim b'matzia, v'rashi sham. U'mistavra, says the Chofetz Chaim, what is the shir? It really depends on every single person. The toli hamitzvah lechol echad kifi hasagas yaday. It depends. The kol asher bekoychay laasoyis the toivas chaveri yase. Whatever you're able to do, that would be the amount that is required. Now, what that means, again, also hard to know. But for sure, if somebody has $100 million, they'd have to lend $1 million. And for sure, if somebody has $5,000 for the kids' bar mitzvah next week, they would not have to give that money for a hava. That's pashut. Everywhere in the middle, you have to figure it out. Like this. The same idea, whatever somebody can afford. And one more nakuda is this mashma in the chinuch, the shir hava yehikifi mashatzarach leila ha'ani. So not only what you're able to give, but also what he needs. If an ani needs $100,000, it's unreasonable to expect that most people will give that hava. If he needs a small amount of money, and you can do it, maybe that would be the obligation. What he needs, the koi ahalva'a, v'sham mesayim ha'mikra, de machzare asher yechzer loy. So this is the two parameters the Chofetz Chaim is laying for us today. Of course, it can't be all your money. Of course, it can't be such an infinitesimal shir also. It has to do concomitantly both with what you're able to afford and also what the ani needs. But of course, says the Chofetz Chaim, it's clear as day that some money is allowed to be kept and you can use that for future needs, and that money does not have to be lent. Everywhere in the middle, ask your local Orthodox Rav to speak with him to figure out what exactly are the requirements. The schos of the Slimut should be for our friends, our families, our kilis, and all of Klal Yisrael. Have a wonderful day.